Eyes closed. We can start with Anulom Vilom, fingers above the forehead, and breathe 5 times through the left, 5 times through the right, and then alternate. And slight gap between inspiration and expiration, and expiration and inspiration. Hands on the knees. Fingers in chin mudra position. Thumb and index finger touching. And other 3 fingers straight. Sit with an attitude of gratitude. We are grateful to Bhagwan for whatever all he has given us. And to Pujya Gurudev for this beautiful knowledge. Bhagwan works through the Guru. So that's why Guru and God are one. A soft smile on the lips. we should enjoy our meditation. Consciously and with full attention, relax each part of the body. Starting from the head, stop at each part, all the way to the toes, and from the toes, all the way to the head. Carefully watch each part of the body and relax. Continue slow, deep breaths. Message for today is from the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavan says, Prajahati yada kama sarvan parth manogata atman yevatmana tushtaha sthita prajnyas tadochate. When Arjuna asks, who is Sthita Prajna, man of wisdom? Bhagavan says, Prajahati yada kama, who gives up all desires, throws away all desires. And where do desires come from? Sarvan parth manogatam. All desires arise in the mind. And then what does he do? Atmani eva atmana tushtaha. He or she is content in the self, by the self. Such a person is called a sthita prajna. Where do desires arise? From the senses. So in meditation, we control our senses by closing the eyes, meditating early in the morning so there is no sound, no incense burning in the room, no food or drink before meditation. And sitting alone, so we have no contact with anybody else. During the daytime also, reducing the amount of sensory input we have. seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, reducing the contacts. Second is the mind. The mind is the seat of all desires. Even if we control the senses, the mind runs out, seeking happiness in objects, in people, in situations. The mind is the biggest obstacle in meditation and in our spiritual journey. A mind which is not controlled by the intellect. How do we control the mind? Bhagwan gives a very beautiful method. Atmani eva atmanatushta. He is content in the self, by the self. How do we get content in the self, by the self? In meditation and throughout the day, shift your attention to the self, the Lord, the consciousness that is all pervading and that is illumining this presence. It is the witness. It is I. So keeping attention on this presence within. Gives us great joy. And a feeling of contentment. A person whose mind is going outward seeking joy always feel incomplete, inadequate. But once you find joy within, you develop an attitude of completeness, contentment. Then such a person does not seek joy outside. The idea is, I am complete. I am infinite. I lack nothing. Whatever I need is with me at all times. then his longing for the world reduces. He experiences a great peace, a great joy, a fullness. True happiness is only within, not outside. We can spend the next few minutes turning our attention to the self within, ignoring whatever is happening outside, and discovering the true joy of meditation. We'll spend some time in silently contemplating upon the self and its true meaning of contentment. Atmani eva atmana tushtah sthita prajnasya taduchyate. He is said to be a man of wisdom who can find joy within and control his mind from running outward. Let us practice that for the next 10 minutes or so. शांति शांति शांति, हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। Not only in meditation, but throughout the day, whenever you remember, turn your attention to the self and feel the joy within. Atmani ev atmana tushta. One who is content in the self, by the self, is a wise person, says Bhagavan. Thank you.